Yeah, so what we've seen so far in the sukkah is we saw that the sheet of Rashi and the Rosh, at least the same Gerson Gemara, the same halacha as Rashi. Namely that God starts at 13, that's for sure, or by a tinaikis, by a girl at 12. 2 years before that, or 1 year before that by a chayla, and 2 years before that by a bari, is hashlama midrabanan. I want to say shtikl Torah that there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rosh in the Geder Hadover, this Hashlama Derabanan. Is that a chinuch of Ketanim? And even though the Gemara says in Ayin Ches that goes with Derabanan, they weren't guys a chinuch on Ketanim, if you learn that way in the Gemara over there. But maybe when he reaches 12 years old, maybe that's a bigger imperative of a chinuch. Or that's what I want to say to Rosh holds. And Rashi holds that it's not a chinuch of Kanan, but on the contrary, now he's a godel. Midrabon is a godel. Rashi lost in Perek Hashlomas Debrei. But anyway, that's a distinction for connoisseurs. But Akaponim, that's the Poshet Halacha, both according to Rashi and the Rosh. The Kirsim and Gemara is that a year or two, depending if it's a chayla or bari, before bar mitzvah or before bas mitzvah, he fasts the whole day. And then 2 years before that, meaning 2 years before 12, if he's a chayla, 2 years before 11, if he's a bari, then he fasts, then he has chinuch l'shois. That's Rashi and the Rosh. The Rosh then brings that the Rif had a different girsa in the Gemara, totally different girsa in the Gemara. And the Rif's girsa in the Gemara is that, first of all, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman held that he's a godel midaraisa already at 12. Let's say by a boy. He's a godel midaraisa already at 12. How could that be? We know everybody knows by mitzvahs at 13. So the Rosh explains, this the Rif doesn't spell out, but the Rosh explains that according to the Rif's Girsa in the Gemara, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna apparently follow the opinion in the Gemara Nido that Teich Hazman Kal Achar Hazman, that a 12-year-old boy, if he brought Simonim, if he didn't bring Simonim, then even if he's 13, it's nothing. You have to bring Simonim. They're having bar mitzvah without checking the Simonim because we rely on a chazokah. But Be'etzim, Gadlus Avada requires Simonim. But we paskin that it has to be Simonim that he brings after 13. But there's a mandomer neither that Teich Hazman Kal Achar Hazman, that if in his 12th year he brought Simonim, so that's also called Simonim, and he's a gadol. He brings Simonim in his 11th year, that's a shuma ba'al, that's for sure nothing. But in his 12th year, if Teich Hazman, meaning within the 12th year, when he's 12 years old, if he brings Simonim, it's like L'Achar Hazman, it's like a 13-year-old boy who brought Simonim. And that's Rav Huna and Rav Nachman held. And therefore, in a case where he brought Simonim, that's the case where he brought Simonim. That's the word I was talking about. So then already at 12, he's a Gadol and he's a Mashlim, Midaraisa. A year before that, when he's 11, he's Mashlim, Midarabanon. There's no variance here, Chayla Bari in the Rifskir. So 11 is, that's it. He's Mashlim at 11. Even though you don't know if the next year he's going to bring Simonim. He might, yes, he might not. But he might bring Simonim when he's 12. When he's 11, he's Mashlim Midrabanan. And then, 2 years before that, if he's a Bari, or a year before that, if he's a Chayla, then he fasts Shois. That's according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Actually, the Rif learns, I'm sorry, I misspoke. The Rif learns that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are not even in agreement. Because the Rif doesn't have the girsa that one's talking about a boy and one is talking about a girl. The Rif doesn't have the whole difference between boys and girls when it comes to all of the Rabbanans. The ages, all these Rabbanan ages are equal for a boy and a girl. And it's not the Machlekes of Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds that there's 1 year of Hashlama when he's 11 and 2 years of Shois, or 1 year of Shois, depending on Chayla Bari, when he's 9 and 10. And Rav Huna holds that there's 2 years of Hashlama, if he's a Bari, preceded by two years of Shois, or if he's a Chayla, only, one second. Yeah, you know, let me put it on the whiteboard so it'll be easier to see. The Rif is like this, that Rav Nachman holds 12 years old is a gadol midiraisa, meaning if he brought simanim. This is Rav Nachman. He's mashed me the Rabbanon. And 10 and 9 is shoyz, meaning depending if he's a chayla or a bari. A chayla at 10 and a bari at 9. Now, Funa holds that 12 is a golem either isa. Eleven and ten is mashlim midrabanan, depending if he's a chayla or a bari, and 9 and 8 is shoyz, depending if he's a chayla or a bari. That's Rav Funa and Rav Nachman. And then Rav Yochanan, we'll put Rav Yochanan over here. Rav Yochanan doesn't have Ashlama Midrabanan at all, so therefore he just, and he also holds that bar mitzvah is at 13. So Rav Yochanan says bar mitzvah is at 13. That's a gadol deraisa. Because Rav Yochanan holds teich hazman is kilifnei hazman, like we paskin, it can't be bar mitzvah at 12 no matter what, you need 13. 12 and 11 is shoyz, depending if he's a chayla or a bari. That's the Rav Skirson in the Gemara. This is a radical new world. It's a whole new world over here. And what's the halacha? So the Rav says the halacha is like this. In regard to when he becomes a bar mitzvah midaraisa, so the halacha is like a v'yechana, and that bar mitzvah is only a 13, because that's the halacha in the Gemara. Nida, the Gemara, Rav and Nida Paskins, that Teich Hezman is Glifnei Hezman, so Godless Midrash is only 13. So that we pass on like a V'yechen. But on the other hand, on the issue of when you start fasting Midrabanon, and when you have Shois, is there Hashlami Midrabanon, and when are the Shois before that? So that, in that regard, that Loch is like Rav Nachman, because Rav Funa and Rav Nachman are later than Rav Yechanan, so Hilchas Kibasra, and between Rav Funa and Rav Nachman, that Loch is like Rav Nachman. So therefore, in that regard, the Loch is like Rav Nachman, that he's mashlim midrabanan at 11, and shoyz are at 9 and 10. But what that there, Rav Nachman said that at 12 is a gadol midaraisa, that's not lahalacha, because that we know from the Gemara Nida that teich hazman is kilifnei hazman, as we said before. In that regard, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan. So the halacha, according to the Rif, is sort of a pastiche, a combination of Rav Yochanan and Rav Nachman. In regard to when you become a bar mitzvah midaraisa, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that it's at 13. But in because that's the Gemara in Nida Paskas that way. But in all of the Drabbanan issues, is there Hashlama Midrabbanan, and at what age, and what is the age for Shois? So there the halacha is like Rav Nachman. So therefore, Hashlama Midrabbanan is at 11. And there's no difference between a boy and a girl, because the Rif Shita is that when it comes to all of the Drabbanans, there's no difference between a boy and a girl. So Hashlama Midrabbanan is at 11, and 9 and 10 is the age for Shois. That's the Shita of the Shita of the Rif. And the Rambam presumably also. The Rambam, the Rambam had, we had the Girsa of the Rif, and that's the Rambam Paskins as well. We'll see the Rambam inside in a minute. The Rosh asked a kasha on the Rif. Very not clear what the Rosh is asking. Take a look at the Rosh. Take a look at the Rosh inside. It's in Simon Yud Beis. Towards the end, the last three words on the line, in my Gemara anyway, are v'koshuli ma. So he has like this, v'koshuli. Ma sheposak, the tinoik ben achatesre, mashlima midrabanan. He says he doesn't understand how the Rif Paskin, that an 11-year-old is mashlima midrabanan, like Rav Nachman. V'amai mashlimin. Why is an 11-year-old mashlima midrabanan? Akati havi shnei shonim v'fnei gadlus. there's 2 years to go before he's going to be bar mitzvah. The Shema Layovi Simonim Achayud Beis Shana. Maybe when he's 12, he won't bring Simonim. I feel him Yeshli Ato, and even if now at 11 he happens to have Simonim, Shumaninu, those Simonim we assume are just a mold or something. That's the Simonim that you bring before the Zmana for sure nothing. So the Simonim that he has now at 11 are about a nothing. When he's 12, we don't know if he's going to bring Simonim. So why is he mashlim when he's 11 midirabana? So this is very awesome. What in the world is he asking? Why is he, the words that he says are, why is he mashlim when he's 11 midirabana? How do you know when he's 12 he's going to bring Simonim? Maybe he won't bring Simonim. So first of all, who says there's anything to do with whether he's going to bring Simonim when he's 12? Rav Nachman says that Hashlamu Rabbanon is when you're 11. Like B'chal, what does he even want? And number two, what is he saying? How do you know that he's going to bring Simonim when he's 12? As if the Rif thinks that the reason why you're Hashlamu Rabbanon when you're 11 is because you might bring Simonim when you're 12. That's not true. The whole point of the Rif is that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that Teich Hazman Kilifnei Hazman, and when it comes to when you're a Gadol Midaraisa, you're for sure not a Gadol Midaraisa, even if you bring Simonim until you're 13. That's the Rosh himself elaborated just before. So what is he? But Chalak makes no sense. I mean, Simon's over here grapples. I don't know what he wants to say. So I'll tell you the truth, I'm not really sure what to do with the words of the Rosh. I think what the Rosh might be asking, I'm not sure how to put it into the words. I don't know, maybe there's a shibush in the words. Maybe we need to be magia something here in the words, but I don't know exactly what. I think what the Rosh might well be asking is the following question. I mean, I think this is what he's asking, but again, I don't know how to pour this content into his words. But maybe what the Rosh is asking is the following question. He's not asking this, he should ask it. And that's as follows. Rav Nachman said, the Rif is putting together Rav Yochanan, who says that you're Gadol Midaraisa when you're 13. Because that's the Gemara Nida, that's what we pass in the Nida, so that's the Halacha, in that regard, the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan. And he's mixing and matching that he's passing like Rav Yochanan Lagavi Gadol Midaraisa by mitzvahs at 13, with Rav Nachman that you're Mashlim Midarabanan when you're 12, because Halacha Gibat, for that we don't have a Gemara need anywhere, so that's only our Gemara, and in our Gemara it's Rav Yochanan against Rav Hunan Rav Nachman, Rav Hunan Rav Nachman are Basra, and therefore the Halacha is like Rav Hunan Rav Nachman against Rav Yochanan, and between Rav Hunan Rav Nachman the Halacha is like Rav Nachman. So in regard to Hashlam Midarabanan, we pass like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman himself thinks that you could become by mitzvah 12. That's not la halacha, and that we pass in like Rav Yochanan. But in regard to that which Rav Nachman says, that Hashlam and Bidrabban is when you're 11, in that regard we pass in like Rav Nachman. So I think what the Rosh rather might be asking on the Rif, and should be asking on the Rif, is, maybe Rav Nachman only said that you're mashlim midrabanan at 11 because according to Rav Nachman, a year later when he's 12, he might bring simonim and be a gadol. So if in a year from now you might be a gadol, so then you ought to be mashlim midrabanan now at 11 because if you need to have some chinuch. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you bring simonim at 12, it's nothing because toich hazman is kilifnei hazman, simonim at 12 are nothing. So even if you're going to bring Simonim at 12, you're not going to be a Gadol either. So that means that when you're 11, you are 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah. So who says you're Mashlim 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah? Even Rav Nachman didn't say you're Mashlim 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah. Rav Nachman said you're Mashlim at 11. That's true, but that's because according to Rav Nachman, 11 might be a year before your Bar Mitzvah. If you bring Simonim, your Bar Mitzvah is going to be at 12. So that's why Rav Nachman says you're Mashlim midrabanan. But the halacha that by mitzvah is only at 13, so maybe hashlamah midrabanan at 11, maybe it makes no sense. So it maybe it makes no sense to mix and match. You can't take Rabbi Yochanan the Bar Mitzvah at 13 and put that together with Rabbi Nachman that Hashlamu Rabbanan is at 11. It's not compatible because nobody ever said that this Hashlamu Rabbanan 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah, especially by a Chayla. We're talking by especially by a Chayla. Even Rav Huna didn't only said it by a Bar. Again, Libi Oimerly, that's what the Rosh is asking on the round. I can't make it fit into the words. But I don't know, but the words themselves as they stand don't make any sense. So I'm going to assume that that's what the Rosh is asking on the riff. For want of somebody could show me a pshat in the Rosh that'll fit into the words, so I would be happy to hear it. But meanwhile, I think that's what the Rosh is asking on the riff. And if even if the Rosh is not asking it on the riff, we should ask it on the riff. It is a question on the riff. How can the riff, you know, who says you get to do this? To take the Rabbi Yochanan's psak by mitzvahs at 13 and to take a Rabbi Nachman's psak that Hashlam in Rabbanan is at 11. Rabbi Nachman himself only said Hashlam is at 11 because at 12 you might be by mitzvah. But halacha is not true. So halacha by mitzvah is only going to be at 13. So maybe Hashlam in Rabbanan is only should wait till you're 12. So what could we answer for the riff? It's tight on the riff. So what's the answer for the riff? Any suggestions? So I'll tell you what I think. I think what the riff would answer is that the reason why you're mashlim midrabanan at 11, according to Rav Nachman, is not because it's a year before you're by mitzvah, but rather because at 11 you're old enough to fast without it being a sekhana. I think it goes back to yesterday's discussion. What's the significance of these ages of Hashlam Midrabon and 11 and 12? Where are they coming from? And we saw yesterday there's two mahalachim basically in the sugya. There's one mahalach that really they took away chinuch from fasting on Yom Kippur because it's a Hainu Rav Yisrael. Rashi, the way Rashi is the Gemara Nayin Ches. The Gemara Nayin Ches is talking about achil and shtiya too. And by right, you should have chinuch already at a younger age. As soon as you're wearing sneakers, as soon as you understand what Yom Kippur is, you should be fasting. But Hainu Rav Yisrael, they were oikud the mitzvah of chinuch. So he spoke to according to Rashi. So what changes when you're 11? What changes when you're 12? So you have to say either that when you come close to your bar mitzvah, the chinuch imperative becomes bigger. Im lo yachshav emasai. So then they put the mitzvah chinuch back. Or the nusach acher, what he mudaik and Rashi, that's already they made you into a gadol. When you come close to your bar mitzvah, so again, obviously the agenda is chinuch. The Gemara says the agenda is chinuch, but because of the agenda of chinuch, so now they made you into a gadol. So it's no longer, it's not chinuch of tinaikis, but it's a gadol midrabanan, a perikash lamas devrei. Kach ekach. But that's, if you learn the Gemara Nayin Ches al derech Rashi, the Gemara Nayin Ches really says that they were oiker chinuch for achila and shtia, because hainu b'sayil. When you come close to gadlus, 11, 12, you come close to gadlus, so they reinstated the mitzvah of chinuch. On the other hand, I thought that the Ran learns the Gemara Nayin Ches differently. The Ran learns the Gemara Nayin Ches that it's not talking about Achil and Shtiyah. Because Achil and Shtiyah is altogether a Sakona. Ein Ma'ana Sitinoikos, it's also Shema Yavoyle De Sakona, like the Raman writes. So it's a Sakona to be Ma'ana Tinoikos. So this, the Gemara Nayin Ches doesn't have to discuss why 6-year-olds don't fast in Yom Kippur. It will be a Sakona. The Gemara is only discussing Rechitz and Sicha. And the Gemara says, like Gozu Berabonon, that because of Rabbi Yisai, they weren't Gozer, the Inui Derabonon of Rechitz and Sicha. But it doesn't say anywhere that they were oiker chinuch. They were oiker rechitz and sicha. Rechitz and sicha are altogether drabbanon. And like gozu berabbanon, they didn't institute rechitz and sicha by a kotel. But achil and shtiyah is a deraisa, and there's chinuch for it. They were never oiker chinuch. So why does a young child not fast? because it's a sakana, like it says in the Mishnah. Ein ma'an nesat tamei, because it's also within prefer shemi avelu de sakana. So, and according to the Ran, so what changes when he's 11 and 12? Really, they were never like the mitzvah of chinuch. He should have chinuch when he's 7. When he's 6, when he's wearing sneakers, there should be chinuch for fasting. Elamai, but it's a sakana. When he reaches 11, it's no longer a sakana. So I want to say, I think the Rif and the Ram, the Rif and the Ramam, who goes like Beshitas the Rif in this issue, they learn it, they're learning al derech Haran, that there is chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur. Even when he's young, 6 or 7, there ought to be chinuch for fasting in Kippur. They were never accurate. The Gemara in Ches is talking only Rechitz and Sicha. Achil and Shtir is a deraisa, and there's chinuch for it. They were never, so a lot of this chinuch. El and Mais, why does a young child not fast? Because it's a sakana. When he reaches the age of 11, it's no longer a sakana. Rav Nachman says that 11-year-old child is not a sakana for him to fast. It's not because his bar mitzvah is going to be in a year. If he was able physically to fast when he was 10, he would start fasting when he was 10. If he was able physically to fast when he was 7, he would start fasting at 7. So that has nothing to do with how far away you are from your bar mitzvah. The issue of teichas man ka'achas man does not speak at all to the question of, is an 11-year-old strong enough to fast? And if Rav Nachman said an 11-year-old is strong enough to fast and he has chinuch min rabbanon, so why shouldn't the halacha be like Rav Nachman? I think that's the pshat in the Rif and the Rambam. And it's very good that the Rambam is l'shitosa, because the Rambam says beferish that it's also the fast, the cotton's also the fast, shemi of early day sakana. The Rosh, on the other hand, apparently holds, like Rashi Malach and the Gemara Nayit Ches, that they were really oikah the mitzvah of chinuch from Kanan because Hainu Yisrael. And then when it comes close to Bar Mitzvah, they reinstated the mitzvah of chinuch, either because of Mlayach Shev Emasai, or because it's a kind of perek midirei, and they made a godless midirabonon when you're close to Bar Mitzvah. Either one of those two nuschois. It grad, if you're holding chesed enough, it's grad of the rush, it's geshmak, the rush and the tour, who are father and son, are usually in the same shita. It stems very well with the tour that when he reaches the age of 12 and he starts to be mashlim, he also has to observe rechitz and sicha. I spoke through yesterday that shaila of rechitz and sicha also you start when you're 12 or 11. So machlekes the ran of the tour. It also depends on these two mahalchim. I don't want to go over that again because I don't want to make it overcomplicated. So the rush's understanding is that there's no chinuch. The regular chinuch hakanan they took away on Yom Kippur. When you come close to 12, when you come close to 13, when you come close to Bar Mitzvah, so then they reinstated chinuch, because either in Mlayach Shev Emasai, or because now we're going to make you a Gadol Midrabban. So the Rosh Lashitosa asks very strong, asks very cogently, Rav Nachman holds you start fasting when you're 11, because that's close to Bar Mitzvah according to Rav Nachman, because Bar Mitzvah according to Rav Nachman might be at 12 if you bring Simon. So 11 is a year before your Bar Mitzvah. So a year before your Bar Mitzvah, you have to have chinuch. But the halacha, why should we pass in the like Rav Nachman in that regard? We pass in that by mitzvah is only at 13. So for us, 11 is not a year before your by mitzvah. For us, 11 is 2 years before your by mitzvah. Rav Nachman didn't say that you're mashed in 2 years before your by mitzvah. He only said you're mashed in 1 year before your by mitzvah. La halacha, that should translate into 12. I notice a strange thing in the Ran. The way I'm setting it, this is the fly in the ointment. The way I'm setting everything up, so it comes out that the Ran, the Rif, the Ramam, they all go with the Shita that it's a sakana for a child to fast. The Ran in the beginning of the Perek is also mashmas a sakana for a child to fast. The Ram says beferish shemi yivayilu de sakana. And what happens when you're 11 is that it's no longer a sakana. And that's the answer to this question of the Rosh on the Rif. You know, how can the Rif pass in like Rav Nachman that you start fasting at 11, but it's 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah? Rav Nachman only said it because it's a year before your Bar Mitzvah. The Rif's response would be, the Ran's response, the Ran goes with the Rif also. Their response, the way I'm explaining it, would be, it has nothing to do with that's nothing to do with being a year before your Bar Mitzvah. It has to do with when it's no longer a sakon. L'chayr, this explains something else as well. The Rif holds that all of these Rabbanim Dika ages, the Rif and the Rambam, they're no different for a boy and a girl. Bar mitzvah, the rice is different to boy and a girl. But the idea of Hashlam at 11 or and Shois at 9 and 10, all of these other ages that Rav Nachman and Rav Hundun are busy with, that's not differentiated between a boy and a girl. That's the Rambam passes halacha. The Rambam says that 11, that a 9 and 10 year old fast Shois and an 11 year old fasts the whole day, and he doesn't say that, and there's no difference between a boy and a girl. That's the Rif's Girsin in the Gemara. The Rashi's Girsin in the Gemara is Tinaikis, that it changes between a boy and a girl. The Rambam's Girsin and the Rif's Girsin is that for these things there's no difference between a boy and a girl. So I would say also that that's Lashitosim. According to the Rashi's Mahalach and the Sugyas, so all of these Derabbanans, really they were Eiked Derabbanan from fasting. Gemara Nayin Ches. Like Hayin Rebisai, they took away the Mitzvah of Chinuch. All of these, this being Mashlim Midaraisa and Shois in preparation for that, this is all because it's not the regular age of Chinuch, but it's the age when you're coming close to Bar Mitzvah. So now maybe we're going to make you a Bar Mitzvah Midarabbanan or in Le'ach Shel Emesai. So that's obviously different, a boy and a girl. You know, if what triggers the chinuch over here is that you're coming close to bar mitzvah, a girl comes close to bar mitzvah before a boy becomes close to bar mitzvah. So all of these ages by a girl are going to be a year early. Mashenkin, according to the Rif, these are not ages of coming close to your bar mitzvah. These are ages of going out of sakana. So who says that? Why should a girl be different than a boy? If an 11-year-old girl is strong enough to fast, then an 11-year-old boy is strong enough to fast. The difference between a girl and a boy is when they bring Cyrus, when they bring Simonim, when they become a badass. But in being strong enough to fast, mecha taste that it's different. So I would have said that also goes into the Lishitosim over here. It goes very well. The Rif, the Rambam, since they learned that it's also to fast before these ages, because these are ages, because it's a sakana, and these are ages of going out of sakana, ka'oma. So then they're the same for a boy and a girl. Rashi, the Rosh, since they learned that these are ages of coming close to God, so it's cholotak of boy and a girl. I have one problem. Ha'imid Kenegdi is that the Ran on the Rif, when he's explaining the whole sheet of the Rif, the Ran asks on the Rif, why are a boy and a girl the same? How come a boy and a girl are both mashlim at 11? And the Ran answers that Iker Chinuch is for boys. So Mamela, they made the ages, it's chinuch for girls too, but the ikar chinuch is for boys. I don't even know what that means. The ikar chinuch, we'll see in the Tosfos Shonim, there are shittas in the Shonim that there's only chinuch for boys. There's no mitzvah chinuch for girls. There's such a shittah in the Shonim. Okay, at least I know what the words mean. But the Ran holds there is chinuch for girls. The Chorin Agamar says there's chinuch for girls. Tosfos Shonim himself points out, and Agamar says there's chinuch for girls. So what does it mean that ikar chinuch is for boys? If there's either, I thought it's binary. Either there's chinuch or there's not chinuch. Chinuch over here doesn't mean getting a degree. Chinuch over here means chinuch lemitzvahs. If there's chinuch lemitzvahs for girls, so why is there not ikar chinuch? I'm obviously don't know what the words mean, but as they state, that's what the Ran wants to say. The Ran says the reason why really the age of 11 is a boy age, because it's not a girl. But since ikar chinuch is for boys, so they made the girls are piggybacking on the boys, so they have the same ages as the boys. I don't understand what he needs it for. According to the whole Mahalach of the Ram, that it's a sakana to fast before these ages, and this is the ages of Yotzim de sakana. So Kusha may coalesce. There wasn't a problem in the first place. Unless the Ram thinks that since girls become bas mitzvah a year early, so they become strong enough to fast a year early too. So how come they have the same age? But the Iker Chinuch is for boys, so they made it uniform. Maybe, but I don't know who told around that. I don't know. Mecha Tesu. I don't know why one thing should have to do with the other. I don't know. Maybe that's what he thinks. Lo yada. So that Nekudas Sorachim, that's the one thing that I don't know exactly how to reconcile with the whole scheme of things. But nonetheless, I think that we have a... there's a lot of things that fall into place with this Mahalach. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Give me a second. Get there, Amram. Okay. Here's the Ram, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Katan ben Teisha Shanim u ben Esra Shanim mechan chan oisul l'shoyis. Kei tzera yirogu lechol b'shtei shoyis b'yay mechilin oisul b'sholosh. Yirogu b'sholosh mechilin oisul b'arba. L'fi koyach ha-ben meisifin la'an oisul b'shoyis. En achat esrei, shana, ben zocher, ben nekeva, mis'anu, mashtim, d'ivei seifim, k'dei lechan chay b'mitzis. So, all the Noisa Kalim point out that the Rambam is like the gist of the Rif. That the Paskins, as far as Godless is concerned, that Godless is only when he's 13. Everything before that is the Rabbanon. But in regard to the Rabbanon, the Paskins like Rav Nachman, that he fasts, that he's Mashlim 1 year when he's 11, Ben Zocha Ben Nekeva. And then 2 years before that, Ben Teisha Ben Eser, we have Chinuch L'Shoyis. So that's mamish the psak of the Rama. So that part is good. What bothers me in the Rama, I didn't see anybody ask it. I don't know why. It's mamish glaring question. Somebody has to ask it. What is this ben teisha ben eser? Kotim ben teisha ben eser. Is it ben teisha or is it ben eser? So the Gemara says, l'chayra, at least what emerges from the sugya, we didn't actually walk through the whole sugya according to the Rif. That's really the conscientious thing to do. Is to take, now that we have to know how the Rif is Geiris, we should walk through the whole sugya from top to bottom the way the Rif learns the sugya. It's not such an easy avodah. The Ran does that. The Ran does that work. He walks through the whole sugya according to the Rif. It's good to see. Well, we're not going to do it right now. We're not going to do it. But Akoponim, I'll just take for you. But Akoponim, L'chayra, what comes out from the sugya, even in the Rif's reading of the sugya, is that the difference between Tempentation and Esther is Chayl and Bari. Like the Gemara said at the beginning. If it said lifnei shnasayim, why did I have to say lifnei shana? Kan b'chayla, kan b'bari. Chayla, that's not nocha throughout the sugya. That all these double ages are chayla bari. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram doesn't say that katan ben teisha shanim if he's a bari and ben eser shanim if he's a chayla mechan chanayse l'shoyis. He's ben teisha shanim, ben eser shanim mechan chanayse l'shoyis. L'chayla, a simple reading of the Ram is that a 9 and a 10-year-old have chinuch of shoyis. Why doesn't the Rambam tell me the distinction between a chayla and a bari? The Rambam does mention the idea of a chayla and a bari in later when the Rambam says l'fi koyach haben meisifin la'anos oisei b'shoyis. According to the strength of the child, we're meisif in the inui l'shoyis. But l'chayra, what the Rambam means is that if he has more koyach, then we're ma'anin him with more shoyis. Meaning, even though the Gemara says Hayirogel b'Sholosh Machilin Noisay b'Arba, so the Rambam says, but if he has more koyach, so maybe Machilin Noisay b'Chomesh, Machilin Noisay b'Sheish from Meisiv Shoyis, and that's also does not say in the Gemara. So I don't. So the chiluk in the Gemara between a chayil and a bar, you have l'gabi the age, and that the Rambam does not mention. But the Rambam has a different chiluk between a chayil and a bar in regard to the number of shoyis, which is not in the Gemara at all. Unless you'll say, this is not what I would ever say if I didn't know the Gemara, if I only read the Rambam, I would never interpret the Rambam this way. But maybe, since it's so schwer, maybe we have to read the Rambam differently, that when the Rambam says, l'fi koyach haben meisifin la'anos oisei b'shoyis, he means, according to the strength of the child, we're meisif years, we're meisif in how many years we're ma'anahim, and that's what I meant, says the Rambam, when I said, katan ben teisha shanim ben eser shanim. I meant, because the fikayach haben meisifin la'anos oisei b'shoyis. So if he has more koyach, it's from Teisha, and if he has less koyach, it's from Ben Eser. That is not the plain forward sense of the Rambam. But I don't know how to make the plain sense of the Rambam shtim with the Gemara. So that's tzarchin. That we're going to leave as a tzarchin. I'm going to show you another tzarchin, something else that's difficult. There's a Rashi in Erchen. That's mamish pela neira. Is it coming up on your screen, the Gemara in Erchen? Are you guys seeing the Gemara in Erchen?
Yes.
Yes, Rabbi.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is talking about chinuch. For the Gemara says that a kotin shegil chinuch is chayev in tkiyah shayfer. A kol chayom tkiyah shayfer lasi yemai lasi kotin shegil chinuch. So a kotin shegil chinuch is chayev in shayfer. Yes, the blow shayfer here shayfer. So what's the age of chinuch? So Rashi says shegil chinuch. Last Rashi on the page. Plukti beperek basu de yuma. Chad omer keban shmoyne bekemen pesha. Chad omer keben pesha keben esa. Shemechan chanoisa l'shois. Rashi tells, when's the age of chinuch? It's a gemara in yuma machlekes. One man domer is ben shmoyne ben pesha. The other man domer is ben tesha ben esa. There you have chinuch. Shemechan chanoisa l'shois. So this Rashi is mamish. It's a pel and neira from all sides. First of all, there's a kasha that Tosfos asks in Rashi, which is that every mitzvah is different. Who says it's the same as fasting on Yom Kippur? The Gemara says in Sukkah that a kotan she'ein itzorach lima is chayiv in Sukkah, a kotan hayadeh l'nandeh is chayiv in lulav, a kotan hayadeh l'shmer is chayiv in tefillin, a kotan hayadeh l'mim avorachim is chayiv in brachas. Every mitzvah has a different age when the kotan is able to do it, is knows how to do it. So mechatesi to equate tkiyah shofar with fasting on Yom Kippur. That's Tosfos' kasha. But besides that, the Rashi is a pella for many, many reasons. First of all, it's hard even to know that I'm exhausting all the reasons. First of all, Rashi is a machlekes in Yuma. What's the machlekes? It's a machlekes in Yuma. Chadomer keben shmoyne keben teisha, chadomer keben teisha keben esa. That's from Nachman and Rafuna. That's not a machlekes. According to our guess in the Gemara, Rashi's guess in the Gemara, Rav Huna and Nachman are arguing. One's by a Tinek, one's by a Tinekus. It's not a Plukta. Secondly, there is a Plukta, and that's Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that the only Misana Shoy is at 11 and 12. How come the Ram didn't bring Rav Yochanan? He mentions a Plukta that doesn't exist, and he leaves out the Plukta that does exist. Moreover, what is this double kibben shmoyne kibben teisha or kibben teisha kibben esa? What's the double year? So we know from the Gemara kam bechayla kam bebari. So you see that these are ages for when he's strong enough to the shoyes at least are ages of when he's strong enough to fast. So what's the dimiter to tkiyah shofar? Tkiyah shofar, you need to be strong enough for tkiyah shofar. You listen to the shofar. What needs to be strong? There's no chayla bari by shofar. Elamai, maybe you'll say he means like this. By fasting, it says they can give in shmoyne kibben teisha. That means if you can't fast when you're 8, you fast when you're 9. So the age of 9 has to do with how much koyach he has. But the age of 8 is not by a bari. That's not because that's when he has koyach. That's because that's when he's a bardas to be a higil l'chinuch. So what Rashi means is that if by fasting on Yom Kippur it's given shmoyne kibben teisha, so by tkiyah shofar it'll be given shmoyne. Okay, but who told Rashi? The age of ben teisha for a chaylis for sure has to do with how strong he is. So maybe ben shmoyne for a bari is also that way. Even a bari is only when he's ben shmoyne. Maybe tkiyah shofar he could be 6. Mechates. Like who told Rashi? What little bird told Rashi that the age of a chayla that has to do with how strong he is, but the age for a bari that has nothing to do with how strong he is. That has to do with when he's a bardatz. And then finally, it doesn't stim. It doesn't stim with the whole mahalak that we've been saying in Rashi, that the whole age of shtei shanim of lifnei shnasayim lifnei shnana, the real definition of that age is 2 years before godless derabanan. So we learned the Rashi in the Mishnah. Lifnei shana means lifnei the shana that samuch to the perek hashlamas devarim. We explain that's mamish. That's the gedder of the age. So that's why the Rashi asked in Rashi, how do you know that a chayla starts, a bari starts a year earlier? So he answered because a bari has his bar mitzvah year earlier, midrabanan. So the lifnei shon for him is a year early. That's for sure like that. So that's for sure. Has no analog on Rosh Hashanah. There's no hashlomas divrayim for tkiyas shofar. You become a bar mitzvah 13, not at 11 or 12. Okay, this Rashi is a kasha is against my shtickle Torah. So that's not a kasha in Rashi. That's a kasha in me. But the Rashi is shver altogether. Minei Obey. This whole Rashi, it's altogether not like Rashi in our Gemara. It's very hard to see how this Rashi. First of all, it's hard to see how this Rashi gets to with our Rashi. Maybe this Rashi is going with a different gish in the Gemara. We know the riff holds that there is a machlokes of Nachman and Rav Huna. So maybe this Rashi had it was Gairus and Agamar. There is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. But the other questions are still shared. So fine. So it's a machlokes. But you see, Kibben Shmoyne Kibbat Tigavat Teish has to do with Chayil and Bari. It has to do with the Kayach of the Ben. What in the world is that to do with Kiddush Shofar? So this Rashi also, we're just going to leave as a tzarchian. Okay, I want to take a look at the Taisus Yishanim. Very interesting Taisus Yishanim. It's a famous Taisus Yishanim. Taisus Yishanim and Agamara. First Taisus Yishanim. Side of the page. What's going on? The Gemara over there says, the Mishnah says, that a father could be madir his son as a nazir. He could make his son into a nazir. So the Gemara asks, it's mevuin where only the father and not the mother, and only a son and not a daughter. So the Gemara is, it's a machlekes there of Yechon and Reish Lakish, what's the basis of that whole halacha? How can the father be madir son with the Naziris? You can make yourself into a Nazir, not somebody else. So Rabbi Yechon says it's halacha l'mishu misinai, and Reish Lakish says it's al schinuch. So the Gemara says, Bishnam according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand why it's only the father and not the mother, and why it's only the son and not a daughter, because it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's the halacha l'moshe misinai, no questions asked. But according to Yishlokas, that it's aschinuch, so why is it only the father and not the mother, and why is it only the son and not the daughter? So the Gemara says, Kasavar Yishlokas, Yishlokas shows that chinuch is only on the father and not on the mother, and only on the son and not on the daughter. So Tayshonim says, the Chayr, it says in Agamara that chinuch is only on a son and not on a daughter. But in Agamara it says that there's chinuch for daughters too. Tinaikas is a daughter and she has chinuch for shoyis and chinuch for hashlama. So Tayshonim answers, Yesh leimah the hosom le'ari le'daf gilin in the zirus. Avad le'in shayim mitzvah chayiv l'chancho. So he answers that the Gemara Nazir is only talking about Nazirus. Chinuch for Nazirus is only on a father, not a mother, and only on a son, and not a daughter. But chinuch for Shai Mitzvahs is on a daughter too. Or on a mother too, we'll see. But on a daughter too. What's the difference? Why should Nazirus be different than other mitzvahs? So the stomach of Pshat is, I think the Karanari says this in Nazir, that Nazirus really is not regular chinuch. There's not normally chinuch for Nazirus. I'm not mechanech I was never mechanech my children. I have to confess, I was never mechanech my children for Nazirus. Didn't give them any training in how to be a Nazir. I figured I was never a Nazir. My father was never a Nazir. I don't even know anybody was ever a Nazir. I don't feel that I have to mechanech my children how to be a Nazir. Don't want to be a Nazir, we'll read a book. So there's no chinuch on Nazirus. There is a specialized notion, apparently, or Yisrael Shulchan holds, that there is a specialized thing that it could be a mole that a father does want to be mechanech his son for Nazirus. I don't know why. Maybe the father thinks this son should be a nazir. Maybe he's, maybe he's misasal b'sayra or something. But that's not the regular chinuch. So that specialized chinuch that you have by nazirus, that's a father and a son. But the regular chinuch for mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that the child is really for sure going to be chayiv, and that's the regular chinuch. So that's not limited to a son. That's not a daughter too. Oh, that's the pshat. Then he goes on. In Taimar, how do I mean a mechalduch the katan oichel nevelis ain't based in mitzvah and lafrishoi? The Gemara says in Yevamos Kufi Dalet, Chayksimar, but the halach is that katan oichel nevelis ain't based in mitzvah and lafrishoi. That means if we see a katan doing an iser, eating the nevela, for example, or any iser, Shabbos, we don't have to stop him. Not responsible. We're not allowed to give him biyadayim. That's the issue. That's the issue of lois sachilum. But there's no, we're not mechuyif to stop. We see a child eating a hamburger, a cheeseburger. We're not mechuyif to stop. That's the halacha. So the Tais Shonim asks, how does the chinuchim echanchinon afushim eisur miboya? How does this deal with chinuch? How can the Gemara really say that a kol tenechon veilis ain't based on mitzvah and lafrishoy? What happened to the mitzvah of chinuch? So the emes is that a lot of Rishonim answer. The Tais Shonim does not give this answer, but the Ramban, that whole Beis Medrash, there in Yevamos, they answer that in a chinami, the Gemara, the Kotan Oichel Nevelis, ain't based in Mitzvah Lafrisha, is when he's less than the age of Chinuch. But if he's more than the age of Chinuch, then we do have to be Mafreshim because he's Chayav and Chinuch. But the Taish Shonim doesn't think that way. Taish Shonim thinks that the Gemara is Mashm that any Kotan Oichel Nevelis is not Mechuyav Lafrisha. So how does that stem? What happened to Chinuch? So Taish brings two Teyutzim. First Teretz he brings from the Yireim. Va'imer Abelezer mitz, that's the Bala Yireim. The chinuch le'shayach el she'asem mitzvah. V'loi prushim e'isurim. Chinuch is only for mitzvahs, but not for isurim. So you mechuyif mechanachim for the mitzvah fasting on Yom Kippur. But you're not mechuyif mechanachim not to eat a cheeseburger. V'adik v'in ha'ochel, let's finish the thought. V'adik v'in ha'ochel chinuch b'meshem mechanachim es b'yom ha'kippur. I l'chore here, it's an isur, it's an isur to eat on Yom Kippur. Say, no, ain't that afushim eisur? Shem afishim eisim ilechol. It's not a afrosha from the isur of eating. Rather, it's chinuch shem echanchon eisay b'mitzvahs v'nisim es nafshay seichem. There's a positive mitzvah v'nisim es nafshay seichem. L'chari means Yom Kippur, you have an essay in a lav. There's an essay v'nisim es nafshay seichem. And then there's a lav. It actually doesn't say explicitly in the Torah, but the Gemara says, since there's a chorus, there must be a lav. L'yonu shalim ken hisir. So in Kippur, there's an essay in a lav. So it sounds like he's saying, on the lav, there's taka no chinuch, because that's isurim. There's no chinuch for isurim. But there's chinuch for the essay. That's the shita of Yireim. There's only chinuch for an essay and not for a lab. Yeah, that also needs a hesber. Why should that be? Why should that be? It seems counterintuitive. I have to mechanach my child to say, to do mitzvahs, sukkah, lulav, tefillin, but to keep kosher, I don't have to mechanach him, because that's yisur. Yeah, I don't know, as they state, that's what it says in Yireim. Could be the pshat is, maybe the pshat in Yireim is like this. There's a Rashi in Brochus, and the Mishnah says that a kotlin is potter from Kriyashma. So, and a bunch of other mitzvahs, but it says that a kotlin is potter from Kriyashma. So Tosfos learns it means a kotlin shalei yigil l'chinuch. If he's a gil l'chinuch, he's chayav in Kriyashma. But Rashi says that it's even if he's a gil l'chinuch, because since chinuch is primarily on the father, and the katan is not always available when it comes to man kriyishma, kriyishma is a very small window of time. The katan may not be motzei etzel oven by his man kriyishma. The father goes out to work early in the morning, he comes back at night. He's not together with the child by his man kriyishma. So therefore, they weren't matel l'chiv of chinuch of kriyishma on the father. So it says in that Rashi that in order to have a chiv chinuch, it has to be that the son is motzei etzel father, the father should be able to be mechanachim. So Ula Yesh Leimar, the Pshat in the Yireim, is that in Essen, in mitzvahs, it's shayach to be matel out on the father, because the father could see to it once a day on sukkahs to be with the child and he should chuckle a little. The father could make sure that once that he's with the child to, well, this looks a little more complicated, but tefillin, the father could see to it by mitzvahs that he's together with the child to make sure that he does the mitzvah. But Isurim, how could the father be with the child 24/7 to make sure he's never even Isur? The father's going to be chayim and chinuch to make sure the child never eats nevelis. He's going to have to be with the child 24/7. That's not shaykh. So Mela and Isurim, they weren't matalachi of chinuch.
Maybe that's the pshat on the Urim. I don't know. Maybe we could either find this to see the Urim inside, see if there's a remez there. I didn't do that work. But anyway, that's Shita Se Urim, important Shita, that the Urim holds that the Chiyuv and Chinuch is only on mitzvahs and not on Isurim. It could be the Rambam holds that way as well. People talk about it sometime, but that's the Urim. Then the Taisha Shana brings another answer. The Rebbe Omer, the Chinuch Le Shayech Ela Ba'av, Aval Ba'odim Acher Le Shayech Be'chinuch. Hilkach Nami in his son Lafisha. Taisha Shana says another teretz, that the Chiyuv B'chinuch is only in the father, and not in other people. And therefore, ain't based in Mitzvah Lafisha. The father would be Mitzvah Lafisha. If the father would be there and he sees his son is eating the velas, he would be Mitzvah Lafisha, because there's Chinuch even for Yisurim. But Chinuch is only on the father, not on strangers. So based in and not Mitzvah Lafisha. That's the teretz of the Taisa Sishon, B'Shem Rabbi. So what's that distinction based on, L'chayra? By the way, in Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. The Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, has two opinions. If a child is being mechalel Shabbos, if we have to stop him. The father for sure does, but other people. So it's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskins that we don't have to stop him, because chinuch is only on the father, like the Taisus Shana. And the Ramah brings that Yeshayimim that we do have to stop him, like the Ramban, that Bis Medrash, that the chinuch is on everybody, and Ein Beis Mitzuvah Lafishi is only when he's below the age of chinuch. But if he's at the age of chinuch, we do have to stop him. So let's understand what's pshat in this Taisus Shana. Chinuch is only on the father. Why is chinuch only on the father? So the Chari would say it's only on the father because the Gemara knows it. Where do you get this distinction? Where do you get it from? That chinuch is only on the father. So the Chari comes first to mind is he got it from the Gemara knows it, from Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish said chinuch is only on the father and not on the mother. But that's very schwer. Because if this Shita holds that we can bring the Gemara Nazir in and compare other chinuch to Nazir, and that's why it's only on the father and not on anybody else, like Rish Lakish said in Nazir, then by the same token, chinuch is only on the father, by the same token, it's only on a son and not on a daughter. Because that says also in the Gemara in Nazir. But that's against Agamar. Agamar says this chinuch for Tinaikas. That was Taisha at the very beginning. That was the first thing Taisha Shalom said. How come an Agamar says this chinuch on a daughter, and the Gemara in Nazir says there's only chinuch on a son? Taisha Shalom answered that Nazir is different. So you're telling me that Nazir is different. So how can you turn around now and say that chinuch is only on the father, not on anybody else? So l'chayra, what do you have to say? That when the Taisa Shana now is saying that chinuch is only on the father and not on strangers, he's not coming from the Gemara and Nazir. Gemara and Nazir has nothing to do. That's a specialized chinuch for Nazirus. That's only on the father and only on a son, and it's not on a daughter. A lot of other mitzvahs are not that way. Other mitzvahs have chinuch on a daughter too, like an agamah or mechan chanayz l'shoyz. That the Taisa Yishonim now is suggesting that chinuch is only on the father and not on strangers, that's in svara. The svara is that who's responsible to mechanach a child? The father's responsible. Strangers are not responsible. We're just saying in svara. In svara, chinuch is on the father. It's not on anybody else. That's the chayr pshat in Taisa Shana. But then let's see the hemshich. Yes, the kasha. Umaisa dilni amalka sheyosh vehi v'shiva banei besuka shema hoyo lehem av yichinchum bekach v'afilo hoyo lehem av hayisa mechan chosim lemitzvah ba'alma. He's asking a kasha benes Taisa Shana. He just got finished saying that chinuch is only on the father. So he asked the kasha and we're in sukkah that based on the base. The Mishnah has a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim if a sukkah could be more than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says it could, and Chacham say not. So Rabbi Yehuda brought a ma'isa, brought a raya from a ma'isa Hileni Amalka. I think it's Hileni properly. Hileni Amalka, that she sat in a sukkah that was a malam echav, together with her seven sons, v'lo yomru l'dover, and the Chacham came and they didn't say anything to her. And the Gemara says it can't be. She had seven sons, and some of them must have reached the age of chinuch, because the age of chinuch for sukkah is fairly young. Katan shein esarach l'imay. So some of them were chayiv and chinuch. So how come she didn't? How come the chacham let her sit in the sukkah that was l'mayla mechav? So that's if you just write that Lamala Michal is kosher. Nechama doichel that it wasn't really Lamala Michal. But Akapanim, you see in that Gemara that the Gemara assumes that since Eleni Amalka was there with her children, Shegiu Lechinuch, and the Chacham let it go, so it must be that it was okay. Ask the Taishishonim, what's the raya? Maybe they let it go because the mother's not chayiv in chinuch. Or the father's chayiv in chinuch, not the mother. So he says two answers. One answer is that the father was there too. Mr. Eleni was there too. And number two, he says that maybe it really wasn't as chinuch, but it was limitzu baum. That needs a discussion by itself, maybe tomorrow, what that means, limitzu baum. But I don't understand altogether. Maybe a mother is chayiv in chinuch. A stranger is not chayiv in chinuch. Taisa said a chiluk that a father is chayiv in chinuch and not a stranger. That's why I'm based in mitzvah and lafrishay. It's only a father. So I would have said, it's a father and a parent. It doesn't have to be a father, not a mother. If a father is chayiv in chinuch, a mother is chayiv in chinuch. Elamai, the Taisa Shonim holds that if it's the father, if it's only the father, then we extend it, the mother is excluded. Maybe that's coming from the Gemara Nazir. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe this distinction between the father and everybody else is not coming from Stam anyway, from his own Seichel. Maybe he got it from the Gemara Nozir, and there it says, Beferish, a father and not a mother. But how could that be? I said before, if we're coming from the Gemara Nozir, then the same way it's a father and not a mother, it's a son and not a daughter. But in Agamara it says there is Chinuch and a daughter. So Al-Koch, okay, I have to say that it's not analogous to Nazir. Nazir is a special case. And we're talking here about regular Chinuch. So where did Tetesh Hashanah get the distinction between a father and based? And he got it in Svara. So if the chiluk is only coming from Svara, so why is it? So who told the Tosfos Shonim that the Svara is a father and not a mother? Not a father and not based on that. I understand. The chiluk is on a parent, not on a stranger. But maybe it's on both parents. I don't know. I think the normal way that they understand it, when this Taisha Shonim is quoted, it's usually assumed that the Taisha Shonim Shita, that Chinuch is on the father, not on the mother, it's coming from the Gemara Nozir. But again, that's very sure. The Taisha Shonim himself at the beginning was Mechir from our Gemara, that there's Chinuch on a daughter. And he was Mechir from there, that it's not analogous to the Gemara Nozir. And the Chor, that's a very strong right. So that he turns around and says that chinuch's on the father, not on a stranger, that doesn't bother me. Maybe he's not coming. Maybe that's not coming from the Gemara Nozir. That's coming from a svar. I could hear such a svar that chinuch's on a parent and not on strangers. But when he then turns around and says, so then what's going? Why by Hilani Amalka was there chinuch? I don't hear the kasha at all. If there's chinuch on the father, there's chinuch on the mother too. Elamai, you coming from the Gemara Nozir? I'm just going around in circles. Elamai, no, because the Gemara Nozir. So then exclude a daughter too. If you're excluding a mother, exclude a daughter, because the Gemara Nozir excludes both. And that's against our Gemara. Yeah, I'm not really sure what to do with this. I suppose one direction would be to say, maybe there's ways to say it, maybe one direction would be to say that Tosfos at the beginning said that Naziris is different. Naziris, the chinuch for Naziris is more specialized. So maybe there's a makom to say that svara that chinuch is, that Naziris is different, that's only in regard to the exclusion of daughters. That the Gemara Nozir says that there's no chinuch of daughters for Nazirus, that's a specialized svara by Nazirus. Maybe the idea being somehow, you're not expected to raise your daughters to be Nazirus. To raise a son to be a Nazir, that's a chinuch that's within the realm of chinuch. But there's no concept that you should be mechanech your daughters how to be Nazirus. But that it says in the Gemara Nozir that the chinuch is on the father, not on the mother, that's nothing to do with Nazirus. a son who you, there is, if there is chinuch to be mechanech a son to nezirus, why should it only be on the father, not on the mother? That must be a global feature of chinuch, that chinuch is on the father and not on the mother. There's no reason to think that that would be limited to a father and not a mother, specifically by nezirus. If it's a global feature of chinuch, so it's a global feature of chinuch. Chinuch is on the father. The mother's like everybody else. But if it's, there's no reason to think that particularly nezirus, the chinuch of nezirus should be on the father, not on the mother. That's not as far. But that the particular chinuch of nezirus is on a son and not a daughter, that already could be as far. So maybe that's the way to reconcile it to Tosh Hashanah. Tosh Hashanah at the beginning says that even though in the Gemara nezirus excludes daughters from chinuch, that's a specialized concept by nezirus. That you don't have to mechanach your daughters to grow up to be nezirus. But that the Gemara in but now they're saying at the end, Shem Rabbi, that it says in the Gemara Nozir that chinuch is on the father and not on the mother, that's not a specialized feature of nezirus. That's a global feature of chinuch. That the achrayus for chinuch primarily is on the father, and everybody and the mother is like everybody else. So Mela, that's how he's miyashiv the kotn echel nevelis. It's on the father, not on anybody else. That's coming from the Gemara Nozir Taka. And then therefore the mother's excluded. And then he has a problem for Milani and Malka, and he has to deal with Hilani Malka. What was the story with Hilani and Malka? And again, he says, Tutayotsum, either the father was there, Mr. Hilani was there, or number Prince Hilani, whatever he was. And Hilani and Malka, by the way, was not the queen of Israel. She was a queen of Abyssinia or something who was Megayer and came to the Eretz Yisrael to live. She's mentioned in Josephus. And then the second Eretz Yisrael says is that the mother was takapotu from chinuch. So I said, why does she want her children to be in the kosher sukkah? It was lemitzvah balm. So Rabbi Kreger asks, I think Rabbi Kreger is there in sukkah, that base. Rabbi Kreger asks, he says, how does that work in the Gemara? The Gemara brings a raya that a sukkah l'mal mechofes kshera from the fact that the Chachamim let her sit in the sukkah with her seven children, some of whom were Igiya Lechinuch, and it was L'mal Michof, Filoi Omer L'dova. So, what's the raya? If in fact Chinuch is only on the father and not on the mother, and the father wasn't there, and she wasn't Chayav in Chinuch. So just because she wanted L'mitzvah Be'alma, she wanted the children to have a chais, extra schar for sitting in the sukkah, Mechites, the Chachamim would have said anything. And if they're not, the sukkah is not 100%. It was just, yeah, she wanted, I don't know, an Inyan, that she sit in the sukkah, mitzvah ba'alma. But it's not a chiyuv. It's not obligatory for anybody. There's no chiyuv here. So mechitei sechacham have to be meicher for that. It's mashma that she would, there was a chiyuv involved. She wanted to be, that they should be yotzei a chiyuv. And from the fact that they amru l'dover, and they weren't meicher, it's a raya that she must have worked. They must have been yotzei a chiyuv. That's Rabbi Kreger's kasha in the Tosfos Shishan. So that we'll leave for tomorrow. So, Mitzvah Shem, what I want to do tomorrow is I want to be mastering the sinyan of Hilani and Malka a little bit. And this Tosfos Yishonim. I want to take a look also back at the Rambam. With the Rambam we already saw, but I want to take a look at it from this point of view of sons and daughters and so on. There's a very fascinating Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. If you have a Frankel Rambam, take a look at Rabbeinu Manoach. But it makes medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam that he only says Ben Zocher in the Keva by Hashlomah. He doesn't say it by Shois. And he says a radical, very radical word. It's relevant to this Tosfos Yishonim. And then I want to go on. I want to go on to the next Mishnah. The first topic that I want to do in the Mishnah is more in the Ran, which is the issue of Pikuach Nefesh v'n Uber. So on this Mishnah, take a look at the Mishnah with Rashi. You don't even have to start the Gemara for this. You can start the Gemara too, it doesn't hurt. But I want to take a look at the Ran. The Ran is Dibra Maskel V'Kosu Ba'alochas G'dolus. So we'll take a look at that Ran. And then if you want to be Mashlim that, there's a Taisvis in Nida Mem Dalad, at the bottom of Mem Dalad, from going into Amud Beis, also Taisvis discusses the issue of Pikuch Nefesh for an Uber. And there's also a sugan in Erech, in the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, with the Tosfos Yishonim over there. That's also kedai to see if you have time to take a look at them. But it's from the Mishnah in Erech and Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page, the Mishnah in Erech and Zayin Amud Aleph, with the Gemara, and take a look there in Tesis Shana when he discussed at the very beginning, the Tesis Shana B'Shem L'Rosh discusses also the issue of Pikuch Nefesh for an Uber. Now, the sugi over here is about, the sugi that we're going to be talking about is about the topic, it's a very big topic. If an Uber is a Nefesh, and if an Uber is an Uber a Nefesh, A, B, can you be Michal Shabbos to save an Uber? And C, are those two questions the same question or are they different? So that's what these Ma'ariv Mekayimus are about. Okay, to be continued.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Okay, Kol Tov.